AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge All-Stars.
So this week we're talking about the On the Ropes challenge, the lifesaver twist, and an explosive exit.
And we'll also be joined by the legendary challenger, Beth Stelarczyk, and you don't want to miss it.
All right, Tori, let's get started.
All right, Anissa, well, you know what time it is. It's time for Time Bomb. So that is the...
No, Tori, it's not time for the Time Bomb.
Yeah, it is, Anissa. It's segment one. It's time for the Time Bomb, which is the 22-second recap in honor of the 22 badass challengers that came back on All-Stars. Okay?
Fine.
And you're going first because you're the All-Star, okay? Here we go.
All right.
22 okay. Seconds. You ready, lady? And go.
We got this weird on the ropes challenge, and it was really fucking scary. And our team had to go first, even though they shot it that we went second, but we went first. Anywho, went there, got a lot of bruises, dangled like a monkey, fell into the water. Then our team wins. Whoop whoop, go team gold. Beth's team loses, then she has to go into elimination. And then Marky's the lifesaver, thank God. But I knew that because he told me anyway, because I'm sneaky.
Done. You did great. You did great.
Thank you.
You stuttered in the beginning, but it was solid recovery.
Well, Tori, listen, I wasn't ready and I was saying no to it before we started. So I think that's where my brain went. My brain went to no town.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
All right. 22 seconds, Tori. In 3, 2, 1.
All right, Anissa, don't worry. I'm going to pick up right where you left off. That's right. Mark is the lifesaver. Is he going to use it? We don't know, but he definitely is the Burger King when he's walking around with that crown on and all those chains. That's right. He's asking everybody, do you want me to use the lifesaver? Everybody says yes. There's a 99% chance that women are going to say yes. It was a very interesting percentage challenge. We enjoyed watching it. Ruthie was safe from elimination because obviously she was with Mark and, you know, so on and so forth. And anyway, the losing team, Beth has to go into elimination. We already know that. Katie volunteers.
That was terrible. You're done. It was so bad. 99% chance. I've been doing third grade math. I wanted to let you know that I knew the word percentage.
I tried my best, Anissa. I gave it my best shot.
And okay? I love you. What do you think the play of the day was?
I'm going to give the play of the day to Mark because we have been waiting to figure out what the play of the day. I don't know. What do you think?
I may give the play of the day to John A.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Because Mama just had a baby like 7 months ago.
Yeah.
Got up on those ropes and risked her booty cheeks for her team.
She did that.
So shout out to John A. She is my original little sister on the show. She has always been a beacon of hope and light. And she's just so sweet. And she really tried hard. And I think it was great of her.
I do too. She did kill it. I should have said that originally when I was thinking the Mark thing. But then as I was speaking about Mark, I was like, was that the dirtiest deed though? Because inevitably it ended up being the cause for this entire blow up with Arissa, which was...
Yeah, so Mark gets dirtiest deed.
Okay.
It is a play. It is a cool play.
Yeah.
But it definitely is the dirtiest deed because it's like, I mean, we knew he was going to use it. We just were pretending that we didn't know. I'm like, I don't know if he's going to use it. But I love Mark, and Mark trusts me, and Katie is one of my closest friends there. I'm trying to ensure her that she's not going in, so.
Yeah. And yeah. I definitely want to dive into that more because I'm so interested to know like what it was like for you to like witness that being used and what you were thinking. But before we get into that, let's talk about this challenge on the ropes because it was pretty scary. Like what, tell me about it. What would give me the behind the scenes?
So I'm on a team with Ruthie, number one. I don't care if we have beef in the house. When we have to play, we got to play. Mm-hmm. And I'm on a team with Yes, who's basically a tightrope walker. I'm with Derek, who will literally cut off his feet if it means we could win. Mm-hmm. I'm on a team with Mark, who is just really good at everything. And mm-hmm. I'm on a team with Ruthie, who's a little monkey. Like, she's so good with ropes, with climbing. Like, she's good. She's agile. Yeah. And then you have me, who, you know, like, I'm going to do it from a team. And I'm with Derek, who's like, you know, someone who I always root for. So I have a lot of pressure. You know, I'm on a team with a lot of people that I care about. Mm-hmm. And watching, we went first, actually. So they That's switched so shocking. It and made it look like the other team went first. But we did. So when I fell, well, I didn't really fall. I held on to everything because I was waiting. I was adjusting myself based on whichever ropes he was going to pull. So I had to keep switching up and down. Me falling was the best thing because it shortened time for my team because we were already ahead.
Right. Oh, so, that's true.
Yeah. So instead of shuffling back, I'm like, I'm just going to go.
That makes sense.
I already had burned the skin off my arms and I was just like, fuck it. But it was pretty close because Kendall was flying through it. So was Kellyanne. I mean, those girls were doing amazing.
Yeah.
And then the silver team ends up, you know, losing. And the thing with this is if you're a team captain and you lose, you automatically go in. So it's a bit of a twist.
Yeah, which is a little terrifying. I mean, it was really interesting watching everybody go. But obviously one of the only people who really didn't give it their all was Katie, because, I mean, it's warranted. She's hit herself multiple times in the face from falls, and you build up a fear to these things after doing them so many times. So, like, did you understand when she didn't want to do it?
Listen, I love Katie. I didn't know it was going up there because I wasn't going against her. But, like, if I know my team is about to kill it and I'm not going to do it, then I'd rather not waste the time and stand up there, you know?
Right.
And Katie, when she gets nervous, I wish you guys could see me. This is what her hands do.
They shake.
Oh, my God. So bad. It's really bad. It's, like, scary to watch because she's like, I can't stop it. And she has that fear, which is, you know, because she didn't see, like, she did a challenge where she fell and she had two black eyes.
Yeah.
Like, Katie has had some bad falls and it kind of got a little PTSD here. So, I mean, I'm a big fan of Katie. I will probably never say anything bad about her unless it's to her face because we pretend fight all the time. But I really do adore her. She's one of my favorite people to be around. Mm-hmm. So she can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah. Well, you know, she owns up to it, right? Like, we get to this deliberation and she's like, don't even worry about voting anybody else in. I was scared. I'm not afraid to go into elimination. Send me in. And she does this with, like, bravery. But, you know, it does creep into the viewer's mind, right? Like, I'm not there, but you know she's got a history with Mark. Do you think she did that, like pulled a valiant move like that because she knew she was going to be saved?
I mean, we clearly talked about it before she went in. I'm like, talk to Mark. He's definitely going to use this. There's a 99% chance he's going to use this lifesaver. Even if you do vote yourself in, which is the right thing to do, because we are playing this game, this, you know, game of integrity. She was like, okay.
Right. So it made it easy for her. She was like, all right, I'll do the right thing. I'll vote myself in. Everyone will be happy. And then Mark's going to slide through and do the dirtiest deed of the day and see what this lifesaver is all about.
I mean, don't you want to know what this lifesaver is about? I do. And I was there.
100%. I'm so happy that he pulled it. I'm so happy that he did that.
Because we were sitting there like, do we do it? Does Mark do it? Because it wouldn't make sense to win the lifesaver and then have to make that difficult decision.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it was pretty epic.
So after Katie votes herself in, we get to the elimination. Mm-hmm. And we see what looks like four train cars and a rope. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to do this elimination.
I mean, you would
the kill minute
us.
I saw it.
It looked like ours in a way, right?
Yeah. They were like, pull this because when TJ explained it, you got to pull it, punch it, mm-hmm. and then do wall balls over it. I'm like, well, I do CrossFit. I love wall balls because your girl gets deep. Yeah. And I can punch through sheetrock. Oh, I got to do it a couple times? Easy.
Easy.
Like, who wants to fuck with me?
Yeah.
Like, I totally, like,
yeah.
kind of got like a boner watching this. I was like, this is really... a cloner. This was really exciting.
I'm so dead. Oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah, it was, it looked, when I initially saw that, I literally thought to myself, oh, Anissa would kill this. Like, it looks like you would absolutely murder it. So it must have been cool to see it. I'm surprised, you know, that like, well, okay, before we even go there, after Mark decided to use the lifesaver, what did you think was initially going to happen?
That maybe the person down there got to pick their opponent.
Yeah. And so
I in no way thought we mm-hmm. were going to have to vote again.
Me either.
So when we did, I mean, you heard me. And thank you, Paramount Plus, for not censoring anything, because I'm like, ah, fuck. You know? Yeah, like, just, yeah. No, I don't want this to happen.
Yeah.
And I immediately am like, Beth, who do you want? Because I didn't want to put it on myself.
Right.
Because I was going to pick Kendall anyway. Clearly, I don't know if you guys are watching the same show I was on, but Kendall's been doing really well.
Yeah, she's good.
And in a final, I mean, I gave the most, I feel like the most advanced challenge answer when I voted, because no, everyone just said a name. And I'm like, this person's going to be a threat in the future. You know, like giving right. them this long, drawn out speech.
Right.
And I'm like, Kendall. And then here comes my best girl, Hasella, like, what you're not going to do yeah. is say my friend's name.
I love that.
And I'm like, oh.
The loyalty yes. is so real. The loyalty was real.
It really is.
Yeah, you yeah. can see it. And it's awesome.
It was just crazy because I was not ready to vote anyone. And it's just, I didn't want to vote Orisa in. And I've known her for a long time. And yeah. I just felt like it was a, you know, stab in the back when there are people that I'm not as cool with that are more threatening to throw in.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking long term.
Yep.
Because if Beth had a good chance of winning, you know, I wanted to throw somebody in there who she could take out.
Absolutely. You know, everybody has their reason. Politics comes into play, especially when you have your own vote. So I think that you just got to follow your heart and do whatever you believe in. But anyway, Orisa ends up going in regardless. Like, you didn't even vote for her and she got enough votes. Enough people honored what Beth wanted. And mm-hmm. Orisa ends up going in. What was it like to see her get angry like that? Because I was scared watching it and I was behind a screen.
I mean, she was ready to go.
Yeah.
She was so over it. But I also didn't think she was having the best time there. You know what I mean? And that was her time to, you know, put in that work.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, if I could box her, I'm like, I mean, you literally could just punch through the walls and take it out on the walls.
Right.
Punch through them.
Yeah.
But I think she was just pissed off, you know, mm-hmm. and I don't think she was expecting it. And no one wants to hear everybody say their name.
And TJ... I mean, was like, see ya. Like, he hates.
No, see ya never. See ya never.
Yeah. He said,
don't take care. Yeah. See ya never.
He's savage. He is so savage. Yeah.
Fucking shout out to TJ for always telling us how you feel.
He is so savage, man. And like, he doesn't like quitters, you know? And I think you're right. Like, Orisa had the chance there to, yeah, maybe she, I don't know. I mean, like, maybe she wanted to take it out on Beth. Like physically, but at the same time, like you said, she could have just done it on the elimination. It was a punching elimination anyway. So I don't know, man. I mean, I'm sure Beth was really happy because she ended up winning. And that's why we are so lucky to be talking to her on this episode of the podcast. So ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned because we're going to dive into this elimination, into this episode, and more with Beth when we return.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, folks. This is the time we've all been waiting for. One of our favorite parts of the podcast is to interview an interesting human being. This woman has been around for a while. I will call her a pioneer of sorts because she is that blonde bombshell. I guess the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Beth. You may know her. She's one of our favorites. Definitely a fan favorite. I'm so happy to have you on the podcast, but so happy that you are back on our screens.
Yes. Hi, Beth. Welcome.
Thank you, guys. So happy to be here.
The world has definitely missed you, Beth. I think that you are one of the more and most memorable cast members. I think that's done the challenge. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm super excited to watch all these shows and see how everything unfolds. And it's fun to be back.
Totally.
It's fun to be reunited with you, Anissa.
Aw, thanks.
Tori and I have a similar situation where we kind of started kind of okay and then on the rocks and now we're best friends. So I do believe that sometimes, you know, the shittiest of starts become the most beautiful of endings. So I'm glad that we can sit here and talk and I have your back. And I was definitely a big fan of yours this season.
Yes.
Thank you.
Watching you is always amazing because I love, first of all, the intro is like, you're like, I'm old. Cyrus is like, no, you're not. Like, you're killing it still. But the one thing that I think is just like so awesome about you to watch is that you always step up to the plate. Like, you don't ever really back down. And we really got to see that in this episode, which was really, really cool because it's like you're proving to people no matter what age you are, no matter how long it's been since you've seen the challenge, you step up, you do it. So it's awesome to watch you just like do it. What was it like for you to come back and for you to see all these challenges again and then, you know, be face to face with it again? Were you scared?
I mean, look, it's been a long time since I've done a challenge. It's been, I thought it was 12, but it's actually been 13 years since I've been back. So I was a little, you know, when you've been out of something for such a long time, it's kind of scary to jump back in. And I had to face a lot of fears during the challenge. And, you know, I just wanted to challenge myself and get through it. I've got a really good way of focusing my fear into being fearless. And I'm proud of myself for that. So
I think everyone is, because I think that, you know, for people who did challenges with you before, and a lot of us have, like, no one likes heights. Okay. Yeah. Especially over water. You know, yeah. No one likes to fall awkwardly. So you are not alone in your fear. I think that you are just more self-aware and you're able to say, hey, this is scary, you know, and a lot of people won't. But saying that, I know that the last challenge you did was Gauntlet 3. Do you think the challenge has changed a lot since then?
Like versus like the All-Stars or versus the challenge?
I mean, All-Stars, seriously, like doing it, it's still the challenge. Like, it's still what we do.
Yeah.
It's not that different.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's still a real challenge. It's definitely still a real challenge. I felt like it was the same thing. Although, you know, I was told that it wasn't going to be a normal challenge. I was told it was going to be backyard games.
The old backyard games trick to get you to come back on the show.
I think it was great that it wasn't. I think it was great that it wasn't, because you see all these moms, and hot mom, by the way. I wish you guys could see Beth right now. She looks gorgeous.
Yes.
You went up there and did shit that people, you know, like, it was challenging. Everything was scary. Everything was hard. Like, you weren't doing anything easy.
No.
It was scary. And, you know, also, I mean, the way the show is edited, it made it seem like I went at the end. No. I went first. I went first, people. I went first. And so I'm sorry, but I mean, when you're doing a challenge and you get to kind of, and Anissa, you went first against us,
yeah,
right?
We were first. Yeah.
So we were first.
Interesting.
And so everybody got to watch me. Everybody got to watch Anissa do it first.
But you were the first two women to go, period.
Yeah. And I just remember I was cheering Anissa on. She was fierce up there on the rope.
Yes, Anissa. I love it.
I was trying, and I wanted to cheer for Beth because I was cheering for Beth the whole season. Like, anytime we did something scary, I was like, all right, let me cheer for her. Because one, everybody needs somebody to like cheer for them. And two, it kind of kept me a little, I was kind of like telling myself, like, chill out too. But I didn't get to because I was too busy like trying to be like a little monkey on the ropes, and then I fell. So I couldn't really watch Beth's turn, unfortunately. But I know that she gave her all, because you really have been giving your all this season.
Yeah, especially on the ice block challenge. Can we just talk about that for a minute? Because that was so much fun to watch. I was like, I cannot, they're going in. Like, Beth, what was it like for you to kind of like get up there and, you know, melt that ice?
I mean, look, I was in it to win it, okay? And so I was doing anything. I was taking my brain to a different place, to a different planet.
What planet?
Get the job done.
What planet, Beth? What planet?
Yeah, I want to go to that planet later. What planet was that?
I'm Planet Beth, okay? I was having fun, and I wanted to melt that ice. And, you know, again, you know, in the challenge universe, there's no clocks. And we were finished before everybody. And we were like, worst case scenario, they're going to totally get us for like 10 minutes because some of our plaques had cracks in them. Mm. So we counted like 10 minutes and then we didn't win. I call some bullshit, but that's okay. Cause it's, you know, it's a show and that's okay. And I'm not going to make a big stink about it, but it would have totally changed the whole game had we won. But anyway, it's okay.
Listen. Well, you know what else is bullshit? The amount of time we have to talk to our families. I am not a wife, nor do I have children, but I know that it's hard being away from home. And we saw this episode that you got to talk to your family. How hard was it to like be away from them?
I mean, look, it was super hard to be away from them. And, you know, late nights, a lot of people would stay up. I didn't stay up late every night. I think I did once or twice, but all the other nights while everybody was like drinking and partying, I was like in my room, like writing notes to my kids and eating Oreos. That's what I was doing.
Well, you gotta do what you have.
This is what my son, what my kids used to do in preschool. Like when they missed mommy and daddy, they would like write a note, like, I miss you, mommy. This is and that's what I was doing at the challenge.
Well, that's good.
So cute.
You have to find things to make yourself feel comforted when you're there, because, you know, like we saw it with Arissa, it can be really drastic to like go from living your everyday family life, doing your normal routine, to then going living in a house with not strangers, but people that, you know, you haven't lived with in a long time. So like, I don't judge you for going to write notes to your kids. I mean, like, why not? Did you bring a bunch of pictures of them with you? Did you like set up a little space for yourself in the house?
You know, I didn't, and I should have, but I did not do that. But I was constantly writing notes. Yeah,
totally. I mean, it's just, it's difficult to be away, but you know what? They can at least watch you on Netflix now, because two seasons that you competed in are on Netflix. You have The Inferno 2 and then The Duel. So like, have your kids ever watched that, or do you not let them?
I mean, I'd rather they not watch. My daughter is 12 now, and she did find some of the shows to watch. And I was like, oh. And then explain to her, like, Julia, mommy's playing a game. This is a game. This is not real life. This is not how I act in real life. And it's a game. So please don't take any of it seriously. Yeah. I mean, I don't really want her watching this current show, parts of the current show, just because it's for mature audiences.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Totally. No, but I get that. We are different when we're on the show. And that's one good thing. I think about, like, older cast members or people that have done it back in the day. Like, we've been able to separate the game and reality. I think it works. It works well to, like, balance out your life. And I think your like, mental well-being, like, how you feel about yourself and things, like, when you can separate the two worlds.
Yeah.
And I think you do a great job at that. Like, you leave, you have your life. You have your lashes, which are amazing. We will talk about them later. But you have your kids, like, you have these really important big things at home, and then you can come on the game and, you know, do your shit and then separate.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I'm when I'm in the game, and, like, I took the game very seriously, and I wasn't going to let anybody down, and I definitely wasn't going to let any of my team down when I'm giving it my all, and I was going to do everything, and I wasn't going to wimp out doing anything. And and I don't know why I feel badly that Arissa freaked out like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was that like? Were you scared when she, like, I feel like, yeah, you have to call somebody out. You know, it's a smart thing to do, because then you're probably going to get who you want, because a lot of people didn't expect to vote. So they're like, why not honor Beth by giving her what she wants? It's a really easy way to say somebody's name without getting your hands really dirty. So,
well, first of all, Tori, like, have people, I mean, Anissa didn't vote for her, but that's okay. But, like,
well, yeah, Anissa.
But like, it felt so good for, like, people to have my back.
Yeah.
Because I'm not used to that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm not used to that at all.
But so Beth, I was the first one to scream. Like,
pardon me?
I was the first one to be like, Beth, who do you want, though? Because I had to kick it off like, okay, well, if I'm going to vote, at least take that into account. I knew that the majority of people had no problem saying Arissa's name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just felt bad because, you know, you don't want everyone to say your name. You know, I think that just came from, that had nothing to do with you. I think you were going to be great at that elimination. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, look,
it was going to be hard to beat you.
When I saw that elimination, I was super confident. And so I didn't have any fear at all. I mean, it sucks being down there. Right. But I was focusing on winning. And I think Arissa sensed that. She said some kind of crazy things to me down there.
Yeah.
And I didn't even respond to her.
Right.
And
I mean, that was scary, though. Like, if somebody was coming down there and they would be like, can I box her? I would be scared. Like, even if that person didn't scare me, just that energy is kind of, like, scary. Yeah.
I wasn't scared. And she kept saying that she wanted to box me. She wanted to punch me. But when we were standing down there and they didn't show it, she said, I'm going to end you, bitch.
I would have laughed.
And TJ and I just looked at each other like.
I would have laughed.
Like, I didn't even respond. I didn't look at her. I didn't flinch. I'm not afraid of her. I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm here to play a fucking game. Okay?
Right.
Listen, it's a game.
Right. Sometimes doing nothing is more powerful than doing something. You know, saying nothing speaks volumes.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you show that you're unaffected, the other person's like, shit. And that's wasted energy on their part of like just, you know, trying to. I get it. Like, it's a game. We're competitive. We may talk our shit, you know. So I think you did the right thing and the mature thing, because that's not who you are, you know. So.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you did what you had to do.
It's like, I wasn't trying to, like, intimidate her by, like, I want that bitch Arissa, get her ass down here. Like, I didn't do that. I wasn't trying to scare her or spook her, you know?
But that's not you. Right. If you would have said that, I would have been like, who the fuck is this person? Like, this isn't the Beth I know. Whole time, like, Beth.
I mean, look, I feel like Katie and I are a lot alike. I'm a totally chill person. But if somebody confronts me and comes after me, I will go crazy out of my mind. I won't tolerate it, and I'll go crazy. And so, yeah, so I do have the ability to get crazy if somebody comes for me like that, but otherwise I won't. I won't do that. So And in this case, I did not do that with Arissa. All I did was ask to go against her. And I was super happy that a lot of people supported me and gave me what I wanted. So thank you. And, well, I also felt like another reason why I want her, like, look, I mean, Kendall and I are not the best of friends, but Kendall did really well on that challenge. And as much as I, you know, didn't like her at that point, because I thought she lied about the whole platform situation.
Well, she did. She did lie.
I didn't say her name, and I told her I wasn't going to say her name. I could have said her name, and I didn't, because I thought she did a good job. I wasn't going to say Anissa's name. Anissa kicked ass in that challenge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I didn't think, you know, I just feel like Arissa's performance overall up to that point, she was not doing really well. And I just thought that there were people there that wanted it more than she did.
Yeah.
So that's why I chose her.
And were you, like, prepared? Because, like, obviously we didn't know what TJ was going to say after Mark decided to use the lifesaver. Like, we didn't know if it was going to be you pick somebody, or if it was going to be everybody vote for somebody, or if Mark was going to have to pick. So, like, what did you originally think was going to happen when that lifesaver was played? And then did you have Arissa in the back of your mind just in case you had to pick?
Oh, I always knew I wanted Arissa. Mm-hmm. I always knew I wanted Arissa. I knew that Mark was going to pick the lifesaver. And so I wanted Katie to go in initially, because I knew she was going to get saved by Mark, and I wanted Katie to be safe.
Well, yeah. That's nice of you.
Yeah.
And I love that Mark played it too.
Oh, Mark wanted to. And he was like, why'd they give us a lifesaver if we're not going to use it? You know, yeah, I also think that he knew he wasn't going to put you in a bad position if he used it, because there were options for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before going in, because you knew you were.
Yeah.
Was there anything you were hoping for, like a puzzle or physical, or was there like a dream elimination, maybe one from the past, maybe a new one in your brain? Like, what did you want to do?
I'm 100% confident of anything on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. I get that.
Anything on the ground. I can run. I can do everything. Mm-hmm. It's just if it's something where, you know, I'm like, I have to climb 20 feet up in the air to like grab something.
Right.
You know, that's scary. I would do it, but I'm just saying that's to me, that's scary.
Mm-hmm. Like, unless you're Alton.
Yeah. Unless you're Alton.
Then it's fine.
Unless you're Alton.
Yeah,
exactly. Alton is like the professional climber. I am not.
I think you would be great at puzzles or something, because I feel like your brain just works like that. Like, you see things.
Yeah.
In a different
way. I'm good at puzzles. I'm great at math. I do that stuff on the daily with my kids.
Yeah.
All that stuff is super fresh to me. Yeah.
I think being a parent's kind of like a secret superpower that people don't take into account. Like, you're playing with your kids, you are being patient with your kids, you know, you have to worry about someone else before you all the time, every day. Yeah. Like, I think it definitely adds like a notch on your belt as being a challenger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm doing math all the time with my kids. Like, right now, my son is doing fractions.
Well, Tori needs your help. Tori's so bad at math. Tori needs you, Beth.
Yeah, no, and I'll tell you what. I mean, I couldn't remember fractions at all, but now I'm like, dude, I know everything about fractions.
Tori, get over there. Tori,
if there's ever an old school with the new school pair up team, Beth, I'm calling you out. You're gonna be my partner. Because it needs fraction help.
And addition and multiplication.
First challenge, I was doing a lot of the math for the first challenge.
Yeah.
And so that division looked hard. That division looked hard.
Well, it's hard if you can't write it down as well. You have to like remember the numbers. I mean, that gets like super tricky, but we had the math pro, yes.
And oh, so good.
He like double and triple checked everything, because I was like, oh my gosh, what if I got it wrong? But it was great. He checked everything. So
you definitely killed that one. How did you prepare for this season? Because you thought it was backyard games, but yeah. I think you prepared for anything.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, I'm prepared for anything, and I'm still training and working out just in case I get another call. Like,
yes.
If I get another call, I'm ready.
Yes, Beth.
Stay
ready.
That.
You don't have to get ready.
I'm ready. So, if I get a call at the last minute for anything.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people miss, is like that kind of confidence, Beth. Like, more women should be that confident. Like, Totally. Fuck it. This is it. This is me. And if they want me, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
And you know what I think too, Beth? Like, you also have a lot of experience, which is really mm-hmm. cool. Like, you've competed in so many challenges and like plenty of eliminations, but like, so they've prepared you, but like, which elimination in the past do you think is your favorite that you've ever competed in?
I love reverse tug of war.
Okay. I love it.
I've got, for whatever reason, like my lower body is just super strong.
I love that.
My lower body is really, really strong. And I mean, I remember on one of the challenges, like all the girls wanted to get rid of me. And so there was a team challenge where we were all together on ropes and they wanted to get all, it was 10 girls and all of them wanted to get me out of the circle. And they all tried together to get me out of the circle and they couldn't do it. All of them.
We were trying to get someone to get the key.
Yeah.
We wanted one girl to get the key that we could trust and we didn't know yet. But then we ended up working together, Beth. So everything worked itself out. That was a weird first challenge. And
also that log one that I did with Svetlana, like I killed her. Effing killed her. She was crying.
It was a weird one.
Screaming, everything. And then they DQ'd me. I was like, what? Are you effing kidding me right now? Like I smashed her, killed her. Like if I wouldn't have been DQ'd for, I mean, that was just crazy, but like I would have made it to the final.
Wow. Yeah. Cause it was a carabiner, but it was on like a key. Like, you know, when they make you an extra key, they put on that really chintzy like key ring.
Yeah.
That like is like a paper clip. They had it on that attached to a rope. So you had to unclip the carabiner from that. But the thing was, if you even pulled on the flag a little bit, you would have broken it. So they wanted you to like hold it there.
I felt like it was on purpose. Like the whole challenge was to like push that log. That was the challenge. But the first person that was going to get to that flag, it was going to rip. So it just wasn't
interesting.
It wasn't fair. It wasn't
fair. Oh, that's
he got sent home too. I think he got DQ'd on that as well.
Yeah, CT got DQ'd on it too. I think anybody who pulled on it, you had to be so delicate. I'm like, who in the middle of a super physical elimination is going to take the time? Like, could you hold on 1 second, please? I have to bend down and unclip my carabiner from this really, really delicate paperclip thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, Beth, I'm really curious, like, after coming back and being in the Challenge House all this time, was there anything easier about being there this time?
Easier? Well, I mean, I actually, like, there were people there that I liked that actually liked me back.
Yeah, totally.
That's a new concept. I enjoyed that. There were not any mean girls in particular. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of nice. It was pretty enjoyable, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
I think the girls collectively looked up to Beth. Especially like Jammy and things like that. When you come back, I think it's just a new and different appreciation for people, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't think people were gunning for you. And hopefully Mean Girls have, you know, evolved into nice adults. We can only pray.
Look, Anissa, this is the whole thing. Like, if I'm on a challenge, I want to earn my keep.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I want to support everybody that was like, doing well. And like I'm nice to people that are nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fair. I was trying to like vote people in, like anytime I had a chance to vote, I was trying to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to play dirty. You know, it might've pissed me off if somebody was trying to gun for me, if I didn't deserve to be going in. Like I was the team captain. So, hey, you know what? I deserve to go in. I wasn't going to like freak out and be all pissed off about it. It is what it is. But mm-hmm. like if somebody would have picked me and I clearly was not the weakest girl there, yeah, it would have seriously pissed me off.
Yeah.
And I would have, you know,
see how she said weakest girl there? It's part of just the terminology of the challenge, folks.
And you know what? We know that. We know that, Anissa. So Beth, you might not know this, but last season me and Anissa got targeted because we also agree, like we put didn't target the weaker girls, but we were just, you know, saying, oh, this is not the strongest individual in the house. And we got targeted for that. We had to go up against each other. So it's just so interesting, like, hearing a vet talk about the game, because that's what I respect about the game, is hearing you guys speak about it. I've learned so much from watching all these older seasons and just, like, going back and reliving. And, like, it's just crazy how some people come into the game and don't recognize that there's been so many years that have built up this franchise to be what it is. And you're part of that. Like, it's amazing to, like just watch you come in and, like you say, just, like, own it when it's time, when it's your time to go. Just, like, be a boss woman about the entire thing. And then, like, I don't know. I'm a fan. I love watching you. It's just awesome. You just have a great energy about you. So, yeah.
Tori, you okay over there?
I didn't have anything against Arissa. I just thought that she was weak in the game, and she was super grouchy in the house.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you don't have to explain yourself. You know, that's what you thought in the moment would work for you. And to be honest, it did. And you won your elimination, and you're still in the game to fight.
Yeah.
Win's a win, girl.
Yeah.
What can you do?
So, was there anyone that you wished was there but didn't come?
I was disappointed because I also thought there was going to be, like, a lot of old school people. So when I was looking around on the bus, like, oh shit, I'm the oldest person here. Like, why am I the oldest person here? Like, where's New York? Where are some other people from my cast? San Francisco, London. I mean, what's happening here? Like,
where's Eric Nies?
Yeah, where's Eric Nies? I mean, I really wanted Eric Nies. Okay.
I have on
Eric Nies. I could stare at Eric Nies all day.
Yeah. I just want to learn about Tantra and sitting Indian style for hours talking about grass.
I wanted to, like, lay on the grass in between me, Maya, and Eric Nies. That would have been
did a little breath work, you know? Yeah.
But at least you had Cyrus. Like, you and Cyrus seem to be so close. So will you just, like, take us through how you guys grew to be such good friends?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Cyrus since the 90s, and we're really great friends. And we talk all the time. He comes over. We hang out. Yeah. We meet, you know, I'll meet him for a drink sometimes. It's so nice. Yeah, it's nice.
What an experience to share with, like, a good friend like that, that you know so well. And I'm sure that you guys, like, talked, like, secret alliance stuff before you came in. Because you kind of have to, right? Like,
well, I'm sure a lot of people had, like, a lot of strategy. I mean, honestly, I didn't. I came in there with an open heart. And, of course, I had Cyrus's back and some other people's backs there. But I was going to play the game fair, and anybody who stuck up, you know, who supported me, I was going to support them back.
I love that. I really love that.
I honestly was going to do that. That's how I wanted to play the game. And if I was going to win that $500,000, it was going to be because I deserved to win. And I wanted somebody who was going to win that money. You know, again, somebody that deserved to win that money, and not somebody that had to, like, scheme and, like, really fuck somebody over in order to get it. If you really have to swindle and be a snake in order to get that money, you probably don't deserve to win. I don't know.
Always felt like that.
That's my opinion. Like, if you can perform well in the challenges, you're going to get that money. And
I think that's an old school perspective too. Like, you know, and have integrity and, like, somebody who deserves to win. Now it's like, yo, if you can be a sneaking, conniving piece of shit, then you played a good game. You deserve it. Not like, oh, wow, that person's been through a lot of shit in life and has been so kind and has worked so hard. They really deserve it. You know, that it's such a difference in the generations, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That challenge you guys do is pretty cutthroat.
Oh, it's evil. We're playing with the devil, damn it. I mean,
that's why you get
one
really good friend and you latch onto them like a leech, and then you suck all the happiness out of them, or you, like, transfer happiness between each other. You just need one good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's amazing when you do have that. But you know, all in all, the experience of the show is obviously incredible. Like, I think anybody, mm-hmm. new school, old school, when you step on that, in that arena, or when you step and you see TJ, like, it just kind of, like, it's this magical experience. And you know, it's just, it's so beautiful. So like, what do you feel like you took away from this experience personally that you maybe didn't take away from previous seasons?
Gosh.
Good question.
Gosh, I mean, so many things. I don't even know where to start. I mean, first of all, like, I thought it was amazing that I felt like a lot of people have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kinder and more open. So I thought that was cool. And just being able to challenge myself. I mean, I honestly feel like, yeah, I mean, when you get older, obviously, like, you're declining and you're going downhill. But honestly, like, I feel like I'm getting better, stronger, faster every day.
Yes!
And the fact that I could, like, go there and, like, challenge myself at my age. I mean, who gets the opportunity to do that? Like, I just thought it was super cool that I got to do that. And it was a great experience. And I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yes. Wow. You little inspiration, you.
Yes, I love it.
There are definitely women at home like, yo, I can do it. I mean, mm-hmm. I think the challenge is like a time capsule that we're stuck in, because you do look amazing. And people, yeah. like, I mean, not even for your age. I mean, you look great, period. And it's just like, I think we get frozen in time. Some of us. Only some of us. Some of you out there, not so sure. But just speaking of us three right now, because it's all about us. It's all about Beth, really.
Yeah, Beth.
You still look great, and I'm sure inspire so many mommies and so many women that think when they get older, they can't do anything. Like, life doesn't stop after 40.
Mm-mm. I mean, look, it's hard. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to get out of bed some days, and you feel like, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And life is tough, and I've definitely been there, but I just know if I can do it, that so many other women can do it. And it sucks getting old. I'm not going to lie. It's not fun getting old.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, but look at all the things you've accomplished and been through, yeah. and persevered. And then look at your family. Your husband's delicious. Your kids are scrumptious. I mean, they are beautiful children.
Thank you.
Like, that's an accomplishment. You're working, like, I mean, a wife, two kids. That's three jobs. Plus, yeah. your job outside of that. Like, whatever you created these lashes that are amazing. Like, you have always been, like, super innovative. You've always done things on your own. You are a doer. So.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, part of the reason why I designed my lashes is because I was sad of the way my eyes were looking. My eyes were looking old, and I've got a really bad hooded eye, and I did not want to get plastic surgery. Like, I'm scratching and clawing. Like, I don't want to get plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking for a product. What could make my eyes look better? I needed, like, a quick fix, and I could not find anything. I was a totally frustrated consumer. Like, no, I'm not getting an eye lift. Mm-hmm. And so I designed these lashes. I talked to some makeup artists and designed where every strand goes on the lash. So it gives, like, an instant eye lift, and my eyes pop. And I do look so much younger when I wear them. You can definitely tell a difference
when
I have my lashes on and when I have my lashes off. And everyone's like, did she get a facelift? No, it's my lashes. And people are like, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, no, that's what it is.
They are incredible.
What are you putting on your face? What are you doing to your skin? That's not it. It's my lashes. My lashes make me look and feel beautiful. And so that's why I glow, because they make me, they look better. My eyes, like, are like twice the size.
This is so awesome. Please.
No, she is a genius.
I need to get some. I want to promote these. I want to promote these. I want to get a pair for my mom. Like, oh my gosh.
Where can we find these lashes? Because I wish I was wearing them right now.
Same.
So I've got a website, which is illusionlashesbeverlyhills.com, which is great. And then I'm also in discussions with Rachel Zoe.
Yes.
They're going to be available on her curator site.
That's amazing, Beth. go.
Talking about getting older, so I can't get out of bed. Come on, girl.
You're on Netflix. You're on Paramount Plus. You're doing the damn thing, and you have these amazing eyelashes, and you're a great mommy. There's so many accomplishments right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
It's so awesome.
And, you know, I look forward to doing another challenge soon.
Yes.
With you and Tori, I've never met you before.
It's been a pleasure to meet you here now. And I've watched you like a creep in the woods in the least creepy way possible. So it's been an honor to seriously get to know you. And I cannot wait to get these lashes and to put them on my page so everyone can see them, because how exciting. And you're such an inspiration. And
yes, yeah, it's illusion. Like,
it's been awesome to talk to you, Beth. Seriously, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
Where can people follow you on social media?
Oh, so I'm at Beth's Real World on Instagram, and then on Twitter, I'm MTV Beth, I think. Yeah. I'm such a dino. Like, I totally understand Instagram.
Dino, I love it.
I can wrap my head around Instagram. I love it. It's positive. Everybody's cool. And like Twitter, like, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about central. The hashtags. Like, I just don't understand it. I can't wrap my head around.
You know, it's just not so fun. You know, and maybe we're more visual, but like, yeah. I feel like Twitter's for trolls. Like, I feel like it's that place where people, you never have to see their face, but they want to talk a lot of shit about you. So,
agreed.
I want to go where the positivity is, just like.
Yeah,
you.
I like Instagram is my vibe. I love Instagram. Yeah. And then I also have a new Instagram site up for my lashes, which is Illusion Lashes Beverly Hills. So yeah, you know, come and chat with me on Instagram or Twitter.
Yes. Thank you so much, Beth. Oh, it's been a pleasure. You're an absolute angel and such an inspiration. So thank you again so much. You're a rock star.
Yes. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's always a good time to talk to Beth. She has years and years of experience. This definitely was her episode to shine. And I'm so happy that she gave us all of the secrets and magic in her life. So thank you, Beth, for taking your time out to talk to us and let the listeners know how you felt about that episode.
Yes, totally. She's awesome. It was a pleasure to have her on. And she gave us so much inside scoop of like what was happening in the Challenge House. But Anissa, it's Challenge Confidential, and that's where you have to spill one of those secrets from something that we don't know about what's going on in filming. So Anissa, what do you got for us today? Give us some funny little secret.
So when you live in a house with a bunch of people, you tend to learn different things about them.
Mm-hmm.
I found out, and baby, don't take this the wrong way,
oh,
that
no.
Letarian
likes to eat in his sleep. What does that mean? So he'll wake up and be like, I guess I ate cookies. Like, wake up with like cookie crumbs. Like,
what?
2 a.m. just snacking. His cellar would tell me, yeah.
This is like stepbrothers when they like go into the kitchen and they're like pouring coffee.
Yes. And they put the pillow in the fucking fridge. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Letarian eats in his sleep.
Yes. Nani does it too. But yeah, there are a lot of people. Yes. She would have like little snacks in her sleep, like gummies or chocolate. He would eat like Oreos or cookies.
This is a thing? People do this?
I didn't know sleep eating sounds dangerous. I mean, Letarian. There were other things that could have kept you busy at 2 a.m. besides snacking on cookies. And that's me. You heard it here first.
Are you saying that something's going to happen? Like what?
No, I just adore Letarian. And I think he's a good dude. And just because he eats cookies in bed.
I don't know, Nisa. I'm seeing you blush a little bit. I think there might be something.
I mean, I may have a crush on him. I don't know. He may have a crush on me. We don't know yet.
Okay.
We'll just have to stay tuned to find out if there's some more cookie play.
Hey!
Or if Letarian turns into the cookie monster.
Oh, my God. I can't do it. Go ahead. Go ahead with your bacon self. Not bacon, like baking. That was bad.
I know. It's okay. That was really bad, but it's okay.
All right, Anissa, well, where can people follow you and support you and ask you questions about the cookie monster?
And send me cookies in my, you know what? Send Tori cookies in her DM. But here is my Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV on Instagram. And the same on Twitter, but you know, you guys already know. I'm really rarely there. And Tori, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Tori _. I don't know why this took me so long to say.
You guys can find me.
You guys can find me at Tori _Deal. I'm a fan watching this show right now. I'm enjoying every episode. I've watched some episodes multiple times. So if you want to chat about it, I would love to hear your thoughts. And we also want to hear listener questions. So please send in listener questions.
Also, send cookies to Tori. A lot of them. Oh, all types. God. Inner DMs. And pictures of the cookie monster, whichever one. Thank you so much.
No, Anissa, no. All right, guys. Well, listen, this is the biggest event in challenge history. It's so much fun to watch. I'm loving it. Anissa, you are absolutely killing it. So make sure that you guys keep watching the Challenge All-Stars streaming now exclusively on Paramount Plus.
And then go behind the scenes with us on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.